Phone Boy Speaks, episode 816, The Dead iPhone Battery Reboot Loop Fix.
I'm pretty hard on iPhone batteries. I use my iPhone all the time, and unfortunately, the battery, it might last a day if I don't use it extensively, but frequently I've got the thing on the charger, and I'm trying to get, through a day, and it doesn't help when the battery starts failing, which of course it did, and so I went and bought a kit from iFixit to replace the battery myself, because that's much cheaper than taking it to the Apple store and paying $79, which, I could have done, but that I just find that too expensive. So whereas a kit from iFixit is about $30. However, the first battery they sent me, unfortunately, was not any better than the one I replaced. And so now I've got basically paid for a battery that wasn't better. And so they were nice and actually sent me a new battery. I'm still sort of doing the testing on it now. In fact, today what I did was I ran it. I wanted to run it all the way down to its to empty, and it went farther than the previous battery, but I'm going to need to probably do it again just to make sure that it's working correctly. But sometimes what happens when you run your iPhone all the way down to empty is that when it comes up, it doesn't have quite enough battery to stay operating. It has enough to boot, but barely that. And so I got into a situation where my iPhone just basically kept rebooting because it would power down because it didn't have enough battery. And then it would come back on because it was plugged in and the loop repeated for a while. And so what I ended up having to do to sort of break that is actually put my phone into what they call DFU mode. And I remember DFU mode from the days when I was jailbreaking, which I don't do anymore. But basically I guess it's really in recovery mode, right? And what that causes the phone to do is to just basically be stuck at a point where iTunes will think that the phone needs to be restored. But the screen stays off, right? And during that time, of course, the phone will get charge from the battery, or from the computer. But you have to leave it there. I think on the site that I found these instructions, it said wait 30 minutes. Didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I only had to wait like about 15 or so. But the point is, I had to let it wait enough to get enough of a charge so that when it comes up, that it's not going to immediately shut down again. So, I guess maybe you have to do 30 minutes, because I tried it a couple of times. One time I waited only 5 minutes. That clearly wasn't enough. So anyway, the joys of fixing your own replacing your own iPhone battery, it's definitely not for the squeamish. And on the 5S, it's really annoying because there's that ribbon cable for the Touch ID / home button, and you don't want to break that because if you do, well, good luck, because the Touch ID will only work with the phone it came with. So it's not something I could even replace. I would have to go into Apple and have the entire phone swapped, most likely. So anyway, that's just one of those fun things, trying to repair devices that were not meant to be repaired by the end user, but that's never stopped me before and probably won't stop me. And at least nowadays we have the internet to places that sell these, sell the kits and provide the instructions. And so it's possible to do, but yeah, I mean, it's definitely not something that a lot of people would be willing to do. They'd probably pay the $79. Whereas I'm a little more do it yourself in that regard and can do it and save some money in the process, but there is some risk there. So it's not for everybody.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.